Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for OFG Bancorp, a financial player that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're hunting for solid long-term opportunities in the banking sector. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on both short-term trends and the bigger picture for wealth building. So grab a coffee. Let's unpack this together and see if OFG Bancorp fits into your portfolio strategy. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, OFG Bancorp is a financial holding company based in Puerto Rico, operating primarily in the banking and financial services space. They're focused on commercial and consumer banking, wealth management, and insurance, with a strong footprint in their local market. They fall under the financials sector, specifically in the regional banking industry, and they've got a decent market cap that positions them as a mid-sized player in this space. Now, let's set the stage with some recent context before we jump into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT. Looking at recent performance, OFG Bancorp has shown some interesting moves across different timeframes. Over the past year, their stock has had a steady climb, outperforming many peers in the regional banking space, though I'll save the exact numbers for our deeper dive. Short term, the last few months have been a bit of a mixed bag, reflecting some volatility that's worth keeping an eye on. On the news front, there hasn't been a major headline that's rocked the boat recently, but whispers from their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 are painting a picture of a company that's pushing hard on digital innovation and managing risks in a tricky economic environment. Let's see how this plays into their overall story as we break down the SWOT. Strengths. All right, let's kick things off with what OFG Bancorp is doing right. These are the pillars that could make them a steady pick for long-term investors like us. First up, their financial performance is looking pretty solid based on the latest Q3 2025 earnings call summary. They've reported strong results, with revenue and net income showing healthy trends over recent years in their income statements. This isn't just a one-off. They've been consistent in generating positive earnings per share, which signals operational stability, a big green flag for anyone looking to park money for the long haul. Another strength is their focus on digital banking and tech innovation. The earnings call highlighted how they're leveraging AI and ramping up digital offerings. In a world where banking is going more online every day, this positions them well to capture younger customers and stay competitive, even against bigger national players. Their balance sheet also looks robust. With a decent current ratio and quick ratio, they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Plus, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't screaming red alerts, which means they're not over-leveraged, a common pitfall for regional banks. Lastly, they're delivering value to shareholders. They've got a dividend yield that's attractive for income-focused investors, and the earnings call mentioned share buybacks, which shows confidence in their own stock and a commitment to boosting shareholder returns. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Every company has its cracks, and OFG Bancorp is no exception. Here's where they're lagging and why you might want to think twice before going all in. One concern is their geographic concentration. Being heavily tied to Puerto Rico means they're exposed to local economic risks. If the region faces a downturn, whether it's from natural disasters or fiscal challenges, they could take a bigger hit than more diversified banks. While their return on equity is decent, it's not exactly blowing the doors off compared to some industry averages. This suggests they might not be squeezing as much profit out of their equity as top-tier competitors, which could limit growth potential if they don't optimize further. Short-term performance volatility is another sticking point. Looking at their metrics over the past few months, there are fluctuations that might spook investors who don't have the stomach for ups and downs. For long-term folks, this might not be a deal breaker, but it's something to monitor. Lastly, their net profit margin, while positive, isn't as fat as some might like. This could hint at tighter cost controls or competitive pressures eating into profitability, something to dig into if you're considering a position. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to the exciting stuff. What could propel OFG Bancorp forward and make it a hidden gem in your portfolio? The big one here is their push into digital and AI-driven banking. As they double down on tech, as mentioned in the Q3 2025 earnings call, there's a real chance to expand their customer base beyond Puerto Rico, especially if they can nail a seamless online experience. This could be a game changer in the medium term and set them up for long-term growth. Another opportunity lies in their regional banking niche. With larger national banks sometimes overlooking smaller markets, OFG has room to dominate locally and build a loyal customer base. If they play their cards right, they could even expand into nearby regions over time. Looking at valuation, their forward PE ratio suggests the stock might not be overpriced compared to future earnings estimates. This could mean there's room for upside if they execute on their growth plans, especially for value investors hunting for underappreciated names. Lastly, the broader industry trend of consolidation in regional banking could work in their favor. If they position themselves as an attractive acquisition target or partner, there's potential for a nice bump in stock value down the line. Threats. Now let's talk about the storm clouds on the horizon. These are the risks that could derail OFG Bancorp if they're not careful, and you need to weigh them heavily as a long-term investor. First, economic sensitivity is a biggie. Regional banks like OFG are often at the mercy of interest rate changes and macroeconomic shifts. If rates spike or a recession hits, their loan portfolios could take a beating, especially with credit risks they're actively managing, as noted in the earnings call. Competition is another threat. They're not just up against other regional players, but also fintech disruptors and big national banks creeping into digital spaces. If they can't keep pace with innovation or pricing, they risk losing market share. Regulatory pressures in the financial sector are always a wild card. Any new rules or compliance costs could squeeze margins further, especially for a mid-sized player like OFG that doesn't have the scale of a giant bank to absorb those hits. Finally, their reliance on a specific market like Puerto Rico ties into broader geopolitical or environmental risks. Any instability or major events in the region could directly impact their operations and bottom line, more so than a bank with a wider footprint. As we wrap this up, let's tie it all together with a long-term perspective on OFG Bancorp. On one hand, they've got a solid foundation with strong financials, a promising focus on digital innovation, and a commitment to shareholder value that's hard to ignore. On the other hand, their geographic concentration and some profitability metrics raise valid concerns, especially when you factor in external risks like economic shifts or competition. For me, the opportunities in tech and regional dominance are exciting, but you've got to balance that against the very real threats of market sensitivity and competitive pressures. If you're a long-term investor, this could be a stock to watch, maybe not a core holding just yet, but definitely one to revisit as they execute on their growth plans. Keep an eye on how they manage credit risks and expand their digital footprint in the coming quarters. Those will be key tells for their future trajectory. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a handy bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts on OFG Bancorp in the comments. Do you see it as a buy, hold, or pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.